So Krishna, 95% of the songs, they are about human love, a man and a woman with somebody else. What are your songs about?
Good question. I think my songs are about the human condition, which takes into consideration also this eternal love story problem. But a lot of my songs are an attempt to express in a very human way this a struggle of duality, something divine we feel inside, and yet, you know, the reality of being human. No sorrow, no pain, just to run around myself again. I feel dry, and the pain inside's insane, just to run around myself again. Coming loose at the seams, she's just another one of those desert dreams. And Jai, she's so much more than she seems, she's just another one of those desert dreams. Bird, fly free to me. Bird, fly free to bird, fly free to me. Bird, fly free to.
So now you are going to England. What for?
So we've been invited to the UK for.
You were born there.
Yeah, I'm from England. Yeah, born in the UK. And we've been invited to play in a couple of music festivals, international music festivals. One called the Sunrise Festival, which is getting a bigger and bigger name in the UK. It's quite a big festival. And that's at the end of May. And then we've been invited to play at it's the music festival of the UK. I guess if you ask anyone English what is the biggest music festival, they'll tell you Glastonbury is the. So we got invited to play at this place in the at the end of June, which is quite exciting for us.
But the one they play here, at least one will not play there because he could not get a visa.
Yeah, that's extremely disappointing. Our violinist is from Sri Lanka. He's been a refugee in India for 22 years. He's Tamilian, so because of the fighting in Sri Lanka. And he's lived in Oroville for 12 years. And he decided, okay, I better sort out my papers. And he's struggling with his papers for years. He's had opportunities to go abroad and play, and he could never go and play. And then he went to Sri Lanka now to get his visa to become a newcomer, an entry visa. And the secretary gave the go-ahead. Everyone gave the go-ahead, an entry group. And then when he got to Sri Lanka, they refused to recognize the secretary's letter. So he was actually stuck for 2 months in Sri Lanka. And he, you know, if he went on the street, the police immediately stopped him, asked to see his papers. It was an extremely traumatic experience for him, actually. So he's back now on a tourist visa, and hopefully he'll try again to get the entry visa in a few months' time. But he couldn't get the visa to go to the UK. It's extremely difficult for him as a young Tamil man.
So, what do you expect for this trip? What is the best that can happen to you? And the worst?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I like to think about the worst, but the best would be. Yeah, what would be nice is our music gets some recognition, in that we can get some financial backing so we can record new album, that we can make some more tours. Would be, see, the thing is, we have a very beautiful life in solitude. We love working with the land.
Solitude is a community in Aurovilliens.
Yeah, sorry. Solitude's a community started by me and a few other young Aurovilliens in 1996 in January. And it's evolved to become, yeah, quite an interesting place, a bit of a center for sustainability. A lot of people come and spend time there learning about farming and indigenous, you know, agricultural techniques. So we love this life there that we lead there. And we don't want to compromise that in any way. But it would be nice to strike a balance with the music and the farming and this alternative, you know, sustainable lifestyle. So it's to try and not to negate anything, not to say, oh, you have to negate one thing for another. We can, it's to try and find a sort of a unity in a in diverse activities.
You have a restaurant too?
Yeah, I have the organic restaurant since 2 years now.
It's vegan.
It's vegan. And my wife's about to have a baby, first baby, and sort of everything's happening at once. But if we could get some recognition, some financial backing, and then we could do a tour every year, so 1 month or 6 weeks or something, that would be a perfect sort of balance in my eyes.
When it was your last time in UK?
I had gone sailing on a 100-year-old boat from Africa to Gibraltar, and then I flew to England. And that was like 4 years ago. I went with Johnny and Orasil. We went sailing. Was the last time.
So you expect something? You are curious of seeing what?
At the moment, I'm just hoping that the whole thing will work out. We desperately need funding to get there. We have so little money to get to to get there and to manage the expenses while we're there. That means food, accommodation, travel.
This is in London or someplace else?
Well, the Glastonbury Festival is near to Bristol, and the Sunrise is in a place called Yeovil, which is not far from Bristol also. But then we'll have other concerts in London as well, in some different venues. So at the moment, I'm more focused on that it all works out. We've just auditioned another violinist from Chennai who's a up-and-coming sort of violinist in Chennai. And he's really, really good. But we haven't played together much. So we have a few days of rehearsal coming up. And then we'll have a concert here in Oroville, I hope, on the 26th of April. And then we'll be going to England and
to be father in Oroville. How is the same than every place else?
But I've never been a father anywhere else, and everyone tells me that I don't know what it is until it happens, and the explanation of what it is will not be like that. So I just have to wait and see, but it's exciting, yeah, sure. I mean, one thing I can say is we have Deborah and Melisson as midwives, and it feels like an extremely warm, caring feeling from the community in that sense, and so much support from everyone. Every time I see people, they ask me, is Deepa okay? How is things? So there's a lot of care, from the community, which is nice.
And this will happen where?
We're going to have the baby on our patio, on the terrace, in a swimming pool, in solitude, at home.
And you prepared already?
Yeah, everything is ready. We already had a dress rehearsal. Make firewood and make a fire, make a pots of water and put the water in the swimming pool, fill the swimming pool, tuck, 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 tuck. We did everything already one time.
You already
We practiced one time, yeah.
And this is expected for when?
In another 2 weeks.
Yeah. So before the concert?
Before, I don't know, that's the problem. If it's on the night of the concert, I'll cancel the concert, I think. But if it's the day before, I'm sure we'll have a really great concert.